This is Sex Crazy here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This is the segment of the show where we talk about the craziest things that people have said in the past week that were anti-sex and also disconnected from reality. And I'm worried about Maggie Gallagher. She's no longer the president of the National Organization for Marriage. They keep losing over and over and over again. They get caught when they were doing dishonest things. And it's getting to her. And her response, judging from the pictures that have come out lately, is to eat. But I want to tell you, Maggie, you don't have to be that way. You can change. Just stop eating. Obesity is a dangerous lifestyle. People who live the obese lifestyle have much shorter lives. It's not godly, and it's dangerous. And maybe the overdosing on sugar is what's causing you to say things like this. This is from her website. When Christians tell me that homosexuality is socially constructed and therefore not a real permanent feature of human existence, I generally respond, I know gay people exist the same way that I know that Methodists exist. I've met them. In other words, not all categories that are real are founded on fixed, unchangeable essences. Sexual orientation as a concept is a way of organizing given reality, sexual attraction, into a communal identity, the strongest kind. It is therefore not at all like race, but rather more akin to religion. So she believes that just like you can change your religion, you can change your sexual orientation. But here's the irony she completely misses. She would fight to the death anything that would force people to change their religion. She would fight to the death anything that would discriminate against people based on their religion. And yet, she does the same thing to homosexuals, even though she compares that to being the same thing as religion. But of course it's not. Science tells us that sexual orientation in many people can be relatively immutable. In other words, it can't be changed. No matter what you try to do, no matter how many humiliations you heap on people, no matter how many laws you passed, you can't make a gay person straight. Just in the same way you couldn't pass laws to make straight people gay. Yes, there are lots and lots and lots of people who are somewhere in the middle, who are not completely gay, not completely straight. But there's a lot of people who are on one side or the other, and those people aren't going to change just because you want them to. But in light of how I'm pretty sure she feels about freedom of religion, it is amazing that she would compare being gay to having a specific religion. That's just crazy. The four-time married Geraldo Rivera has some rather strange ideas about marriage. On the show Outnumbered, he said, generally speaking, the man is the breadwinner, although now increasingly women do work. But I think what a woman brings to a marriage more than anything else, to a relationship, is her youth. Her youth is a fragile and diminishing resource. So if a woman were to invest 2 years in one of these marriages and then be rejected by the man, I think she has given up a valuable asset. So Geraldo is saying that he likes them young, and that as women get older, they're worthless. He was talking here about a trend called beta marriage. That's where people kind of do a tryout marriage for 2 years. Although, I'm not really sure how that's different from living together. But I suppose that the same argument could be made against living together, too. The four female co-hosts on the show were a bit stunned. One of the last men on the planet who should be giving marriage advice, the 61-year-old Rivera is now on his fifth marriage to a woman who is 32 years younger than he is. And here's what makes his advice really crazy. He's telling women, well, you shouldn't do these trial marriages for 2 years because you need to take care of the advantage that your youth gives you. But for guys like Rivera, as soon as your youth is gone, he's dumping your ass. Either way, ladies, prepare to be on your own as you get older, at least in the misogynistic, crazy mind of Geraldo Rivera. In far-right fundamentalist Christianity, or evangelical Christianity, both movements, have decided to jump on the women shouldn't have contraception bandwagon. And they've gone to significantly crazy lengths to promote that concept. The latest is Sarah Helwege, an appropriately named nurse in Tampa, Florida, who is now suing a family planning center because they wouldn't hire her. Why wouldn't they hire her? Well, because she opposes contraception. It's a religious value. So she's suing because they wouldn't hire her based on religious discrimination. Now, certainly, this whole thing was a setup. The Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a very, very conservative Christian legal organization, is behind this whole thing. So it was set up from the beginning. She went in, obviously, for the job and made a big point about how she is anti-contraception, just so that they could do this lawsuit, so that they get publicity from it. But how crazy is it to go into a place to get a job where you don't believe in the job that they do and you wouldn't do it, and then expect you can have a successful lawsuit around that? Nobody is going to hire you when you claim that you're not going to do the job that is at the center of what you were supposed to do in that job, just because you have a religious objection to it. You get another job. And to add on top of the crazy, and mind you, this is nothing new, they are doing it more and more, in the lawsuit, they confuse contraception with abortion. She said that she would not be willing to prescribe birth control if she were hired for the job. But the ADF said, willingness to commit an abortion cannot be a litmus test for employment. Abortion was never the issue. Gee, are they lying? Who'd have thunk? You know what's really crazy? Turning to Pat Robertson for advice on how to look sexy. Robertson, recently on his show, reminded women that guys find modesty sexy. He said, a lace stocking is more sensual than a bare leg. It's the illusion that there is something behind there. Now, I know you're old, Pat Robertson, but how could you have forgotten? It's not an illusion that something is behind there. There's really a sexy leg behind there. You just don't remember because it's been so long since you've seen one. I'm surprised he didn't go on about how hot bloomers and pantaloons are. He also said, modesty is hottest. Once it becomes cool, then it will catch on. Until it is cool, then the girls want to be cool, they want to be hip, they want to do what's in. Well, Pat, here's how they got modesty to be hot in the Middle East. They enforced it on people, and they killed them if they didn't dress modestly. That worked pretty well, and then people thought, gee, modesty was hot, because that's all they got. But other than doing that, and I'm sure you'd be perfectly willing to go in that direction, other than doing that, you're not going to get your dream of a Taliban dress code in the United States.